It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Barbecue Bob and I are live down at the Corner Brewery, part of the Arbor Brewing Dynasty. We're in the Ypsilanti location down here, sitting out in the beer garden. I got a little sun in my eyes. I actually got my glasses on, and I'm going to have a glass of this beer for not too long. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. And we are a couple of patio pirates hanging out here in the beer garden in Ypsi.
Yeah.
It's beer festival, summer beer festival for Michigan. Huge deal going on right now. If you've never been to this thing, you still have time. We're going to have Diana Sampler on a little bit, and she'll explain to us whether or not you can still get tickets. But if you can, you should come down here. But even if you fall short and you can't get any tickets, a couple blocks away is this really cool place, and it's called the Corner Brewery.
That's right. They make a lot of really good beer, part of the Arbor Brewing Company. You can buy this stuff all over the state. It's in all of your favorite microbrew stores, but you got to come here and get it where it's tap fresh, right here in Ypsilanti. It's awesome. We got a busy day today, Bob. We're going to do a little fishing report, talk a little bit about the Olympics. We're going to talk a little bit about the QDM and the new deer rules. Little Tiger update. As you said, Diana Stampler is going to be with us. It's going to be a busy, busy day.
You know what I like about Arbor Brewing in general? I was telling Renee, Matt and Renee Greff own the place, and Renee's going to come on here in a second, but I was telling Renee earlier, when in my prior career, way back when I used to do business over here, I used to go to that place downtown, the Arbor Brewing Company. And it was just really cool because it's a very old building, and we want to welcome Renee onto the show for the first time.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be talking to you this morning and drinking beer with you.
You're probably used to saying that to all the guys, though.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys have built quite a business here in, what, 17 years?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm saying it was like 13 years ago that I was first at downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a very long time and still loving it.
That's cool.
Well, I can see why. You know, you guys are doing some industry trend-setting stuff here. I look around. We're out here in the beer garden, but it's attached to one of their brewing facilities. The whole place does all their water for the brewing process and most of it for their pub using solar energy. And they're the first brewery in the state, aren't you?
Yep.
That does that. And very green, very eco-friendly, and they're using their storage for their finished product is all using geothermal heat and cooling. So just a really cool nature-friendly place, man.
You know what would look cool out here, Jop?
What's that?
Remember those sun pickles we made last year?
Yeah.
That's what you need to get going on out here this summer, some sun pickles.
I want to hear more about that.
It would be perfect. You can get them off our website. We got them at Positive Chimney. We did a class up there, and Tony taught us how to, Tony Naderhood taught us how to make these sun pickles, and it's on the website, and thegrillingguys.com. You can get all of our recipes. They're all cataloged. I went through and cleaned them up recently, so you can actually find them.
Yeah, that's good. But we want to talk a little bit with Renee about some legislative changes that need to happen in the state. I might get on a soapbox right now, and I'm going to try not to get too high up on it, but we were having a discussion before we went on the air here, and she was telling us that they've got two production facilities, and the way our laws work in this state is horseshit. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, but it is.
Can't say shit on that.
I know, but the problem that we've got here is that they've got two production facilities, and if they move their product from one to the other, for whatever reason, a business need that they may have, they have to sell their own product to a wholesaler who in turn delivers it to their other site, and then they have to buy their own product back with a 40% markup. That's just wrong.
There's a guy's name Guido that you have to do that with? Does he have IBM?
Well, I will tell you that the laws in Michigan have been in place since the very end of Prohibition, and so obviously a lot has changed in the business climate since the end of Prohibition, and they're just really in desperate need of updating to meet sort of the modern market forces.
So the beer you make here and want to bring to Ann Arbor, you have to run through a distributor and pay a markup on.
Well, and just as crazy, if we're selling beer to a bar a block away, our wholesaler has to pick it up, ship it to Ann Arbor, mark it up 40%, and then drive it back
a block away. And that's a guaranteed markup.
Absolutely, yeah.
Regulated markup.
It's not a regulated markup, but we're...
Yeah.
But we are forced to use a distributor, and that's one of the things that we're hoping to change with. There's a whole series of legislative recommendations that are going to be moving forward this
fall.
Tell
us about that process. Now, what happened?
So the governor convened a committee to look at the regulations and try and figure out if there are ways that they could be streamlined, updated, made more business friendly in a way that still serves the purpose of protecting the public interest. And the committee came up with a series of 72 recommendations.
And who was the committee?
So the committee was made up of, well, my husband was the representative for the Michigan craft brewers, but it was made up of basically all of the stakeholders. So
a bunch of brewers.
Winemakers. Mm-hmm. Well, there was one small brewery representative. There was a small winery representative. There was a wholesaler representative. Law enforcement, public safety.
Wow.
Basically, Chamber of Commerce. Everybody who sort of has a stake in how the liquor laws are, how the liquor laws work in Michigan was involved in the group. And they came up, they looked at everything and they came up with recommendations. And a lot of them for the brewers are things that are already in place for wineries. So basically what's happened over the years is that small wineries have had changes made in legislation that support their industry. But since the brewers didn't have a lobbying group, we were left out of a lot of those recommendations. So small wineries are allowed to self-distribute. Small breweries aren't. Small wineries are allowed to sell directly to festivals. Small breweries aren't. So
large wineries aren't allowed to do that?
Michigan wineries are allowed to do that. So regardless of their size, Michigan wineries are allowed to do that. So really what we want is just let Michigan breweries have the same advantages that we already give to Michigan wineries. And it's clear that that has not destroyed the three-tier system.
Yeah. Well, not only that, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at the Corner Brewery in Ypsilanti for the Summer Beer Festival, and we're talking with Renee Greff, the lovely wife of Matt, who was on the show with us at St. Anthony's here a couple months ago. Had a lot of time with Matt. A lot of fun. A lot of time, too.
Absolutely.
But Renee's breaking down some of the things that I think, you know, it's not necessarily a beer and a barbecue conversation, but it's a good conversation because Michigan businesses are struggling, and obviously this business is still strong and surviving, but there's an awful lot of things that impede the growth of a business. And the governor asked for recommendations. You gave him recommendations, and what's he doing with them?
So he has put them forward as recommendations coming from the administration, and we're hoping that legislators are going to take these up in the fall and try to move some of them through into law.
That's impressive.
Yeah, good, so good, call your legislator. Job. It's an easy phone call to make and tell them, because here's the bottom line, guys. Beer's going to be cheaper. If we take these layers out of that, all it's going to do is make a bottle of beer more affordable for all of us.
Yeah.
And it's worthless law.
And not only that, but you're wasting gas to drive that to a big warehouse and drive it, you know, next door. That's wasting fuel.
Yeah.
So good for Rick Snyder. Let's say something good about a politician.
That's right. And it is election times, and you know all of that. But
not for him.
Right. Hey, I wanted to let's lighten this up a little bit. It's still fishing season. It's the summer. Going to give a quick fishing report here. Out in Lake Erie, they're fishing for 3 or 4 days of good weather. Once we get that, the walleyes are hitting Saginaw Bay. Channel cats are coming in off the hot ponds up in Marquette. They've had the best areas to fish were east of the White Rocks, Little Presque Isle, and the Granite Island. Anglers are using a variety of colors up there, flies and spoons, man. The fish are hitting inland Higgins Lake. They're biting there. We got rock bass and lake trout, white fish, all of them caught by trolling. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're the Grilling Guys. We are live down in Ypsilanti at Arbor Brewing in the Corner Brewery. You're listening to us on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I got my mind set. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. And this time I know it's real. The feeling.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.